Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program, those tuning in through 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We also appreciate you all being with us as well. Gospel recording artist Substance is making his first appearance here on our program to talk to us not only about his love of music, but also the ministry he's been able to share as well. One of the singles that really has been getting attention these days is Reach Out. He's going to actually talk to us about that single and also introduce it for our listeners. Substance, welcome to Conversations Live, man.
How you doing? I'm happy to be here.
Well, glad to have you on with us. You know, I think, you know, one of the things that I thought when I first heard your music, man, is that it's obvious that you have talent, but also that there's a message there as well. Let's talk about what it's been like for you, for one thing, to share this talent with the world the way that you have been able to.
Well, it's been awesome. I think that, you know, just like anything else, you know, well, my music has grown organically, you know, so the audience has grown slowly over time, and this is the next progression in the music being shared a little bit more of a larger scale. But really nothing's changed for me relative to just, you know, what we're doing. It's just more people are tuning in these days.
Right, right. And as you found people are tuning in, I mean, one of the things that's happening when that's happening, when they are tuning in, is that they're getting a powerful message as well. I think a lot of times, especially these days, music has become so much about the beat instead of the message. What has
right.
it been like for you to hear from people about, you know, how the message is actually affecting them?
Well, I think you make a great point. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, I'm a gospel artist, so, you know, the 23 hours that I'm off stage in a day is, you know, basically more important than, you know, when I'm on stage. So with the music, it's just really it's putting the message and the lifestyle, everything that is the artist, you know, into the music. And really all I'm doing with my music is just, you know, pointing people to the Lord. And that happens in different ways. Some of the music is more vertical, right, which would be, you know, a church setting. And then other songs, such as Reach Out, are talking more about the principles. In this case, you know, reaching out outside of the four walls of the church and helping those people that are in need. And so I got some of that out of Matthew 25 that talks about, you know, when I was, you know, thirsty, you gave me to drink, and when I was hungry, you fed me. And so I just want to make sure that in my life that I'm giving an example of what it means to walk with Christ.
Right, right. So tell us when you first realized this gift, because I think, you know, for most of us, there's a point that we can kind of look back on, a pivotal moment sometimes, where we realize exactly why we're here and what we're supposed to do. When would you say that was for you?
Actually, when I was in high school, I was the senior soloist for our graduation, and I sang a song by Michael W. Smith, Friends, and I was singing the song, and I saw, you know, some people getting emotional at the moment. Of course, they were getting emotional because it was a graduation, and, you know, everybody was graduating, and it was a moment for everybody. But I realized that there was actually power in the music, and that music, in a very short period of time, can create emotions that are very unique. And that's really when I realized that there was a connection between what I could do musically and impacting people.
Yeah, yeah. And so, as I mentioned, you've been able, of course, to travel with your music, of course, to share it, you know, with people literally, you know, around the world, not only in person, but also, you know, of course, on television outlets as well. As you have seen, you know, the way that the ministry has grown, as you've seen the way it's been blessed, Substance, what has that done for you personally in knowing what you're able to do in the larger scheme of things as far as being able to help people not only to realize something larger than themselves, but also to have the kind of relationship with God that you have been able to enjoy?
You know, I would say I'm still getting acclimated to that side of it. I mean, like you mentioned, you know, I've had the distinct opportunity to do a lot of touring. You know, in the U.S. alone, we've been in over 40 cities, so obviously that is a unique opportunity to, you know, to be able to go different places and see. I think the biggest thing for me is that I'm seeing God move everywhere, and it makes God more real to me as it relates to seeing Him everywhere. God's in, you know, California at the same time He's in New York, at the same time, you know, He's in Florida, you know, at the same time He's in Michigan, at the same time He's in Mississippi. So it's knowing that God is in motion everywhere and knowing that I can participate and all these different places has been a huge blessing. And then just fellowship, you know, with the people of God, knowing that people are praying for you, and just kind of seeing everything up close and personal. It's getting to roll my sleeves up, you know, and just basically being a participant. So I know just that there is a purpose for my life, that I can be utilized to, you know, be a blessing. And so I feel as a singer, you know, I'm just kind of a conduit. And in some ways, I'm just trying to get out of the way as quickly as possible, you know, to join everybody else and participate in the glory of God.
Yeah. And you're also very forward-thinking, Substance. And I think this is one of the things that really impressed me with you. One of the quotes that's been attributed to you is saying, "My deepest desire with my music is to leave a legacy of Jesus Christ to the next generation," which shows that you're looking past just yourself in the here and now. How important has that been for you, to think about those who may be even looking up to you, as far as leaving something for them, but also showing them what's possible for them as well?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, I think that, you know, really I look at it as, you know, leaving a legacy. You know, what's going to happen when I'm no longer here? We don't get a whole long time to live, you know, and so right. I want to make sure that I squeeze every ounce of potential out of my life, and that I'm, you know, I'm participating in leaving a legacy of Jesus Christ, you know, to that next generation. And then to take that a step further, you know, my bigger goal even than that is to participate in the dynasty. You know, a legacy is something that you do personally, so it comes back to you. But the dynasty is something that you do that is bigger than you, and we're all part of the dynasty of God's kingdom. So that's what ultimately my goal is just to participate and, you know, be a function inside of that dynasty.
Very well said. For those that are just tuning in either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with recording artist Substance. He's talking with us not only about the journey of music he's been able to take you and also himself on, but also what it's been like for him personally to be able to do that and to see the effect of it. So the project that has been building up, Substance, is Turn the World Off. The single that our listeners here on the radio and online are going to be able to listen to is Reach Out. Talk to us about the project and what you hope listeners take away from it.
Well, Reach Out is a song that talks about reaching out of the – it's a very practical song. It talks about, you know, reaching out of the four walls of the church. And so, you know, with that song, it's just basically, you know, just like the chorus says, reach out to those in need. Essentially, I just, as I was traveling and as I've been traveling and as I've been seeing different situations, you know, God really had put it on my heart. You know, you see, you know, you're in the inner cities, you're in all these different places, and you see so many people that are in need. Sometimes, just in, you know, simple, you know, getting on the highway and seeing someone on the side of a highway with a sign, you know, saying I need help or things like that. And
right.
Just living life, you know, just remembering that, you know, we live in this really fast life too. You know, we have just everything from, you know, Facebook, Twitter, everything's moving so quickly that just every once in a while, just slowing down just enough to kind of help somebody else and, you know, exonify what it means to be a Christian in the process of actually doing something about what you see. And for all of us, it might be something different. It could be, you know, helping out at church, at a soup kitchen. It could be just listening, you know, just listening
right.
to your friend, you know, when they need somebody to listen to, when they need somebody to listen to them. And so I wanted to, what I'm doing with this song is Community Recovery International, which is a ministry that helps with addictions, people that are fighting addictions. We're taking half of our proceeds from the song and actually giving it to Community Recovery. They're one of our sponsors for our tour, and it's something that I believe in. because most of us have dealt with addictions, whether or not we had them personally, you know, somebody in the family, alcoholism. Most of us have been impacted one way or another. And I wanted my song and my music to impact right here in the U.S., you know, right here where we are. And so that's why I put it out earlier than the album. We were actually using it as a platform to help community recovery. And I guess I've been kind of surprised that the song has actually taken off and a bunch of stations picked it up. I didn't know that was going to happen, but yeah, so that's what's happened.
Yeah. Well, since we have you here with The Substance, why don't you go ahead and do the honors and introduce the single for us?
This is Substance. The song is Reach Out right here on 92.3 FM with Cyrus Webb.
Bless the victims in this world, especially the homeless child, widows that are all alone. Heaven knows we are here for a breath or two only, so I pray that those hurting in this land, picture of a heart and face, needing just a touch of grace. We are the hands, we are the vessel,
yes we are,
to wipe away a tear.
Encouragement that way, you get, you know, you can, it brings everything very in a personal box, you know, where you can connect. And you know, we have a lot of people obviously now with the radio that are coming and, you know, connecting with us. So yeah, I love social networking because I feel like it keeps everybody connected.
Well, one that we have decided to do here at Conversations Live to show support, not only the great work that you're doing, Substance, but also the music, is we actually have a feature of you actually in our upcoming issue of So I wanted to let you know that the magazine actually comes out this Wednesday. When I first heard about your music, and we want to thank the Artist Company for, of course, making us aware of you and the great work that you're doing. We definitely knew it was something that our listeners would appreciate and also our readers as well. So we actually gave you a full page, actually, in the upcoming of the magazine, actually with the quote that I shared from our listeners here on the radio. And then, of course, it also highlights your website as well where they can get more information. So that's our way of just saying, man, keep up the great work, and thank you so much for what you're doing. Not only, I think, of course, in the ministry, but also in inspiring other people and letting them know what's possible for them. So we definitely want to make sure that we let you know that. Substance, I'm going to ask you this question. When it comes to listeners out there who are looking for their own purpose, and we know how sometimes it's not that easy to realize that question of why you're here and what is it that God wants you to do, what would you say is important for them to understand as they're answering that question about them all having a gift? Because I think sometimes they look at individuals like yourself and think, well, that's his thing. You know, I don't have any gifts like that, not realizing the gift that they do have. So what would you say to them about being able to appreciate the gift that they have been given?
Well, I meet a lot of people that want to follow their dreams, and sometimes they're afraid or they don't know where to start. And like you said, you know, some people don't, everyone has a gift, like you said, and so some people don't realize their gift. And I think I run into more people that do realize they have some gifting, but they're afraid to sort of walk in that. And one of the things that I guess God has given me is sort of a ministry of encouraging other people. You know, my wife and I, we launched an independent label, and, you know, obviously we have this single out that's doing pretty well. I like to let people know that, you know, when you have a dream, when you're walking after it, when you find out that purpose and you begin to move forward, that it's not necessarily just going to happen at the snap of a finger, and that you're going to have to seed some time and resources into that, and that you're going to have to fight for it. And you know, just like when Joshua was at the lip of Canaan, you know, God told him and said, "Go into the land that I've given you." Well, if he had given it to him, why do you have to go fight for it? You know, so it's like, you know, hey, I thought you gave it to me. You know, why I got to go over? Why I got to toss over here and fight these giants? You know, so that I think is just realizing that God's purpose and His, you know, ultimate reasoning for giving you that gift is to be a blessing to others. And when you're going to realize the manifestation of the gift, it is going to be a seed time harvest thing, and there's going to be a time that you're seeding into it, and that it might not seem like it's going anywhere. But I'm here to encourage anybody that I'm living proof, because you know, it took a very long time between the time that I started and the time that it actually became my day job. So that's really, you know, what I'd like to say about it is just that, you know, don't give up. Have that stay in their power, and be in it for the right reasons.
Right.
Because if you're in it for vain reasons, then when you hit the low cycle, when you're down, when there isn't that attention, when your records are not selling, then I can promise you that you'll quit. But if you're in it for the right reason, and you realize, hey, if we just reach one person, if I'm just blessed myself by praising God when I'm singing a song, that I'm going to continue to move forward, then eventually it'll all come into fruition at its perfect time. And God is the only one that understands what that perfect timing is. And I think, you know, when you have a dream and you're moving toward it, being patient, I think, is probably the hardest thing that I've had to learn. And then also being content, like Paul said, that he was content even when he was in a jail cell. That's when he said he was content. And so we just have to understand to remain content, to remain passionate, to never give up, and to realize that the results are up to God, and that when those results happen, it's because He has a purpose for your life, and that we are given gifts to be a blessing to others. And I guess that's all I would have to say about it.
Well, I'll tell you, and that, you know what, and that is so true. We are given gifts, of course, to be able to help others. And I think that is the thing to remember, too. As you said, it's not just about us, you know, not to look at it that way. Great advice, Substance. Again, everyone, recording artist Substance, you can find out more information about him as well as how you can get that single you heard. Reach out through substancemusic.com. Again, it's www.substancemusic.com. There's also a place there for you to be able to stay in contact with him on Facebook, so make sure you like the page there. And Substance, man, it goes without saying, continued success to you, and we look forward to staying in contact with you, man.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
All right, no problem. Now, if you came in late and missed part of the conversation with Substance, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's available already on both of those places. In fact, we actually tag Substance on Facebook, so you'll be able to find his page there. All you have to do is go to facebook.com/caweb4, that's C-A-W-E-B-B, the number 4, and on Twitter you can find us at twitter.com/CyrusWeb, that's C-Y-R-U-S-W-E-B-B, and you'll be able to click on that link, be able to listen to the show completely for free, and also share it with your friends using the social media buttons there. That's going to do it for us for this part of Conversations Live. I'll be back with you guys at 6 p.m. Eastern. That's 5 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. for our friends on the West Coast for the afternoon edition of our program. Until then, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and also a great book. Thanks for listening to Conversations Live. Have a great one.